Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Ken Klukowski, Breitbart News legal analyst, a frequent guest on our show when it comes to Supreme Court analysis. Yeah. And we do actually have,
we have some stuff to talk about there.
You know, the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals. But first, Ken, thanks for joining us this morning.
Larry, Brian, thanks for having me.
It's good to have you.
So was that the Governor Pence, you know, what we saw last night? I love the self-effacing humor. What was the line? For those of you who don't know me, which is most of you, that's good stuff. That's Midwestern sort of
self-effacing humor.
Yeah,
right.
That is a Ronald Reagan style of self-effacing humor. I've known Governor Pence for a number of years. I'm confident that he wrote this speech himself. That was his voice coming through.
Yeah.
And what we saw yesterday is that by picking Mike Pence to be his running mate, Donald Trump is showing that he is not trying to replace the party of Reagan. He's making the party of Reagan the party of Trump. Because what you heard from Governor Mike Pence yesterday was Ronald Reagan conservatism of economic, social, and national security conservatives. That's where we get the line. I am a Christian, a conservative, and a Republican in that order. That's been a line of the governor's for 15 years now, and it shows that the Mike Pence today is the Ronald Reagan conservative who has been in public life for almost 20 years now.
I mean, I've been around him a little bit because I covered him on Capitol Hill back in the day when he was a member of Congress. He's a pretty steady guy, very different in every way from Donald Trump.
And in that regard, I think Donald Trump, we are seeing the business genius of Donald Trump here in that he understands the kind of package that will best sell to the American people. And yes, he's taken someone with a lower key personality, one who unites the traditional conservative wings of the Republican Party and who has Midwestern common sense values that will speak to the heartland. I think he's a magnificent pick, and he showed that last night.
Well, Ken, we knew that you were high on Governor Pence, and we wanted you to give your reaction from the Hoosier perspective as an Indiana conservative on this. But I also, you know, we didn't know that the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals was going to come down with the decision they had yesterday. We'd love for you to give us your analysis on that. This has to do with the voter ID law out of Texas. They ruled this unconstitutional. They sent it back to the state of Texas to fix by November, they said. And they said it was because forcing someone to show a photo ID before they vote was discriminatory against minorities and poor people. Now, come on.
This is one of the dividing lines. This highlights the stakes for November.
Yeah.
Okay. Because there are two schools of thought regarding voter ID laws. One is that the Constitution, that voting rights is unique. It's the only fundamental right in the Constitution, which is also the duty of a citizen, and which also has with it not just that it's two rights in one, not just the right to count a ballot, but also the right not to have your legal vote diluted or canceled by someone else's illegal vote. People who look at the Constitution through an originalist lens or a conservative lens, they therefore see voter ID as something that is a duty a citizen does and one that protects both rights. It's a liberal view of the Constitution that goes against that. These are the things that will be decided by whichever justice fills the seat left open by Antonin Scalia, either Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton.
Yeah, you know, the question answers itself about who would do
but,
that.
But just from a common sense standpoint, I mean, I made this point earlier. In the state of Maryland,
don't confuse the law with common sense when it comes
what
to liberal judges,
that's
Brian.
Right. Well, in the state of Maryland, I had to get a fishing license, and I had to give all kinds of information. I had to show an ID. I had to give them my address. I had to give them my cell phone number. I had to give them the name of my cell phone carrier. I had to give them all the details about my firstborn child. I went on and it was a 15-page form to get a fishing license. And here we have a case where all they're asking you to do is to prove you are who you say you are when you come to cast your ballot. Why is that such an onerous burden?
It only is for judges who believe that despite the plain wording of the Second Amendment, that you, Brian, have no constitutional right to own a gun, and despite the fact that the Constitution says something about marriage or abortion, that somehow same-sex marriage and abortion, that somehow both of those are fundamental rights in the Constitution. When you're dealing with a judge who does not believe they are bound by the text, structure, or history of the Constitution, that's where they just start construing these things in whatever manner they think is fair and enlightened.
One other thing about this, Ken Klukowski, before we lose you here. He's a very busy man here.
Yeah, he's got a lot of things on his agenda.
They sent it back to Austin to fix before November. How does that happen? How do they fix it? And does it have to then go back to get the stamp of approval from the same appeals panel? What's the process?
It'll go back. It's been remanded for further proceedings. There's an issue as to whether or not maybe they have to call an emergency session of the state legislature. There are emergency appeals process in place for elections. When I was a law clerk for the Court of Appeals for the Sixth Circuit, we had emergency appeals that come in just a day or two before election.
Okay.
So this could potentially even go back to the Fifth Circuit. Every appeals court has a different rule for whether it goes to a different panel or the same panel, so I can't speak to whether it would definitely go back to the same three judges
or
not.
Gosh. It's good to have you here, Ken. Thank you so much for joining.
Thanks. Enjoy the rest of the convention. Yep. Ken Klukowski, Breitbart News legal analyst.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.